welcome back to episode 23 of the podcast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're the Travelling Two. This is our final episode that we're recording whilst travelling. It's our final night.
Mm-hmm. It's 165 days today. We've been travelling, which is a very long time.
And our flight tomorrow
morning. We've just come back from
Khaosan Road,
a crazy busy day, to be honest.
A very busy day.
Our last day in Bangkok,
jam-packed.
It's 1 a.m. recording.
Palaces, temples, tattoos.
We just went to a cocktail bar as well, and then we went to Khaosan Road and had a dance. And
now,
great night.
Final episode to be recorded at 1 a.m.
How do you feel about it being the end of travel?
I feel a bit weird about the end of travel. Like, I don't think it's quite sunk in that we're actually flying home tomorrow and that tomorrow we're going to be separated. No. I think it's quite sunk in for me.
I think it's sunk in for me now. It hadn't sunk
you
in.
You were very soggy at dinner.
I was sobbing. Now it feels really real. The tears have started, a lot of tears.
Yeah, a lot of tears. Other than your sadness, do you feel like it's fully sunk in that's really the end?
It's the end.
Which is just a bit like, wow, like, where has 5.5 months, like, vanished?
Yeah, it feels surreal. 5.5 months has flown by, like, it's gone ridiculously
really
quick.
Has.
But then at the same time, like, the beginning of Australia, it feels like years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I feel like, not to be cliche, I feel like a completely different person. But then at the same time, it feels like I was home yesterday, and I know that home is going to be exactly like what I left in.
It's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really weird. But yeah, a chapter is ending.
It was so strange.
So without further ado, let's get into our final rates and reviews.
Oh my god.
Until we travel again, of course.
Obviously, yeah. Okay, so let's take it back to when we returned back to Chiang Mai. So when we got back to Chiang Mai, we then decided to do a day trip to Chiang Rai.
Mm-hmm. We had considered for quite a while whether we should go to Chiang Rai and stay there because it is 3.5 hours from Chiang Mai. But we decided that for us, we preferred to just do it in a day trip because we only wanted to see the three temples in Chiang Mai. There's not much else there. We didn't want to give a whole night to it. And also, we were a bit rushed on time, like, we needed to get back down.
Yeah.
So we did a day trip. It was, like, £23, not expensive. Basically, they drive you there in a minivan. You get to see the White Temple, which was so impressive.
Yeah, I really, really loved the White Temple. The architecture there is just, like, really, really cool. And the inside of it that you're not allowed to take pictures of, the paintings are all, like, Marvel and, like, superhero themed. Not even just that, though. There's, like, Hello Kitty and characters. It's just really cool. Mm. It's, like, no temple that we've seen.
Yeah, it's, like, an artist who's more recent. And so he depicted...
It was to do with 9/11.
Yeah, he was depicting like hell and heaven and then like earth, but current earth, and he had like so many different, yeah, just characters from different films and like 9/11, and then there was like a demon, and in the demon you could see George Washington and Osama bin Laden in the eyes, which was really weird.
Because it was to do with 9/11.
Yeah, it was a really, really cool temple, the best temple we've seen whilst traveling.
I think so.
And just beautiful inside and out.
Yeah.
So glittery.
It was just like, it was just so cool. Like, it was my favourite temple.
After that, they drove us to the Blue Temple.
Yeah, which is what it says. Very, very blue temple.
Yeah.
Still cool, but, like, less impressive than the white one. But still, up there is, like, a cool temple. Like, super blue.
Yeah, it's just a standard Thai temple, but blue.
Yeah, basically. But I did really like the front of it that had the lion and the goat.
The tiger and the goat.
Was it a tiger?
It was a tiger. It was called the Tiger Temple.
Ah. I thought it was cool. I really like the front. Finally, we went to it's called the Black Museum,
mm-hmm.
which is like a collection of like black hearts, very like phallic and
very gothic.
Weird. Yeah. You're not really allowed to enter them. You can only enter one. And then the rest of it, you like walk around. It's just kind of like creepy and odd.
Yeah. And then they kind of, well, there is one more thing that you can do on the tour, which is...
Well, there's two if you did a different tour as well. They offer you to go to Long Neck, and then you also can go to, like, the Golden Triangle, which is the border between Thailand, Laos, and...
Burma.
But we didn't, like, bother doing those. We just went to the three temples and then got the 3.5 hour coach back.
So it was a very full-on day. It was okay getting the minibus there because, like, you're tired, you sleep through majority of the journey, and then you see the temples. But, like, the bus journey back was very long.
Yeah.
by the end of the day, I was like, okay, that was enough time on the bus.
Plenty. Plenty.
But I think it is doable on a day tour.
But I don't really think it's worth staying in Chiang Rai, because there's
we didn't see it, so we don't know.
Yeah, but they say that there's nothing in Chiang Rai. The temples that we saw, like, outside of Chiang Rai, worth going, because I don't know what else is there, but I don't think there's anything else there. That's what people go to Chiang Rai to see.
So what was your rating for Chiang Rai?
I give Chiang Rai a 8 out of 10. I really like, really, really like the White Temple, but the rest of it, like...
An 8 out of 10 is quite high, to be fair.
Yeah. I just really like the White one, to be honest. I'd be happy just seeing the White one.
That's true, but 3 hours there, 3 hours back, just for White Temple?
I think the White Temple was worth it.
Yeah.
Like, it was really, really good.
I do agree with you. I would give it... I don't know. I'll probably give it a 7, like an average number.
Yeah.
7 out of 10. The White Temple is what you're going to see.
Like, I'd rate the White Temple as, like, a 10 out of 10 temple.
Mm-hmm. And then after Chiang Rai, we had one more day in Chiang Mai, where we kind of just went and saw the new town. And then after that, we did a overnight bus to...
Our final overnight bus.
Yeah, our final overnight bus to Kanchanaburi, which was honestly the worst bus we've had.
I really thought it was great when we first got in. It was called a VIP bus. They gave us free juice and biscuits, which was really nice. We had loads of leg space. The chairs moved.
They stopped at this place where, like, you got a 20 baht coupon and you could get food.
Yeah, so, like, we managed to join our coupons together and had 40 baht and just ran around the shop looking for what we could buy for 40 baht and obviously bought some more banana chips. But, like, they didn't stop for, like, 4 hours, which was long.
Yeah, but there was a toilet
on the bus, which was good. But we didn't manage to sleep, and the bus journey was just horrible.
I didn't sleep a wink. Like, not at all.
I don't know why. It was just such a bad bus journey.
Yeah.
And we arrived in Kanchanaburi finally at 5 a.m. And actually, the hostel was lovely and gave us a bed. And, like, we could just go and, like, get some proper sleep for a few hours.
Yeah. So the reason we went to Kanchanaburi is because there's a beautiful national park with the biggest waterfall in Thailand.
Yeah.
Which we actually haven't fact checked, and we keep saying this, but our host in Chiang Mai told us that it was the biggest waterfall.
I think it's true.
And I think it's true. It was 7 levels. It was quite big.
Yeah, so you walk up 7 different floors, each with, like, a different waterfall that you can go swimming at. It's like 2 and a bit kilometers, I think, in total. It was quite a trek up. Probably took us maybe like an hour. Online it says way longer, but, like, I think it takes about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's worth going to all the different levels because they're slightly different. I think they're really nice to see, and I did really like the top one.
Yeah, we thought that, like, 2 and 3 were really nice, and they're quite low and they're very easy to get to. And then beyond that, it's not really worth it until level 7. Like, all the levels are nice, but, like, they're all kind of the same.
They're, yeah, fairly similar.
It's the same waterfall.
What's really annoying is that the waterfall had loads of fish in it that, like, nibble at your feet.
It was so annoying because I really wanted to swim. Like, I was like, yeah, I can get, like, a really cool photo swimming here.
Yeah. But, like, as soon as you're standing trying to take a photo, they're just, like, tickling you, and it's horrible.
It is horrible. Like, I would normally go in the water for anything, but no, not
you
there.
You couldn't hack it. I could hack it a little bit for, like, a tiny amount.
Yeah, but it was just too much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the water was beautiful. It was so clear and, like...
Yeah, it was really gorgeous.
Our hostel gave us advice on how to get to Erawan National Park because we were a bit unsure. And basically, there's a bus, a public bus that goes there every day. You'd have to check the timetable with the hostel because it had changed.
Yeah, and it probably will change again, I imagine.
Online, but there was one at 10 a.m. that we could get. So we got that one, and it takes 1.5 hours. It's like a really rickety...
It takes nearly like 2 hours, really.
Yeah, it's like such a rickety old bus that
really struggles to go up the hills,
really bad. But it's really cheap and it takes you there, and then there's like a bus back, and like the last bus was like 4 p.m.
yeah, and you can just tell them where to stop and you can jump off at your place.
Yeah, like the only thing I'd say is that we could have done with a tiny bit more time because we got 10 a.m. bus, so we got there about 11:45.
Yeah, and then we got food because after level 2, you're not allowed any food. There's one, like, then, but there's a few cafes like below. So we, like, got food and then we went up.
Yeah, so we got 4 hours there. But, like, you could probably have done with a tiny bit more just because the trek up is, like, an hour and a half, two hours.
If you're, like, not getting food and you're just doing that, 4 hours would have been fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably.
And then the other thing that there is to do in Kanchanaburi is all the war memorials. So that's what we did on Sunday, which was yesterday.
Yeah, so we went to the Death Railway Museum, the War Cemetery, the Jeeth Museum... and just like around the Kanchanaburi markets by the bridge over the River Kwai.
Yeah, because Kanchanaburi was the base for starting the railway line that went all the way from Thailand to the Burmese border. So basically during World War II, Japan had like taken over and they were trying to build the railway from Thailand to Burma to get raw materials, I think.
Yeah, it was all to do with prisoners of war, and they had loads of camps along the railway.
Mm-hmm.
And the prisoners of war built the railway line.
They built the railway line, yeah. So that's why it's like famous around that area to go visit the railway and go visit all the museums about the war.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were really good.
So how would you rate Kanchanaburi?
So I would give Kanchanaburi an 8 out of 10. I really like the waterfalls. I think they were really gorgeous. I think if we had not so much of a grey day, the water might have even looked clearer and it might have looked even more beautiful than it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love waterfalls too. And yeah, I love although waterfalls. The fish were so annoying.
They were.
Like, it would have been a 10 out of 10 waterfall if it wasn't for the fish.
Probably, yeah.
And then, like, the town of Kanchanaburi, like, there's not a lot. Like, we stayed at a hostel that was right by this big night market, which was really good, actually.
Yeah, the night market was pretty good.
But, like, there's not a lot to the town. It's, like, one massive main road. By the bridge is quite nice with all the markets and stuff, but it's quite, like, far apart.
Yeah, like, you needed to get
a tuk-tuk.
Like, a tuk-tuk about, it was, like, half an hour.
But yeah, I think Kanchanaburi is it's not that well known, I'd say, maybe.
I think it's quite well known.
I don't know. I'd say it's worth a visit.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd give it an 8 out of 10. I really, really liked Erawan Waterfalls. Like, for our final waterfall of the trip, our final swim of the trip, it was a really nice place to go to. It was just the fish that were, like, super annoying. But otherwise, it was really, really good. But yeah, then Kanchanaburi as a town itself didn't have that much. Like, a morning was plenty to be able to see the Death Railway Museum and the bridge over the River Kwai, which I feel like are the only real main things. Like, I wouldn't recommend the Jeet Museum or like really many other things there. Just those two was good.
Actually, one thing I'll recommend is go to the floating restaurant and get a fish. It was such a good fish. Deep fried fish.
Yeah, you were very happy with that. That looked terrifying. So after Kanchanaburi, we got our final bus down back to Bangkok, which is where we are now, where we're flying home from.
Mm-hmm.
And we have today, our final day traveling was in Bangkok.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
We had one day in Bangkok previously, when we first arrived in Thailand.
Yeah.
Has your opinion of Bangkok changed from our extra day? Has it stayed the same?
I think it's changed slightly.
Mm-hmm. Why? Better? Worse?
I want to say different. So when we first arrived, I thought the town was really run down, but I really, really liked the temple. We went to the Resting Buddha temple when we first arrived, and I was really, really impressed by it, and I just thought it was, like, so, so cool. And I thought the town's really run down, but they put all their money into the temples. Today, the town is still, I wouldn't call it run down now, the part that we're in and the part that we've been around. I feel a lot more on edge than I've felt in the whole of Thailand.
Yeah.
It feels more like nothing's like been dodgy. It's not that we've had any bad encounters, but like, I just feel more like it is a dodgier place.
It just feels like you need to be more aware.
Yeah. And the places that we've been to, I haven't been as impressed by as the Resting Buddha temple.
Really?
I still think I was way more impressed by Wat Pho than I was by today. We visited the Grand Palace, which was really nice, really cool, really grand, but I still think I preferred the Resting Buddha. And we visited Wat Arun, which I actually did really love as a temple. Some of the
spires.
Yeah, the big spires were like really, really detailed and really cool, but I still didn't compare to the giant Resting Buddha.
Yeah, I really kinda get liked you, that.
I was like more like wow.
Yeah.
To that, whereas like I did really like Wat Arun, probably more than the Grand Palace.
Yeah.
So like I do feel like it's changed a bit. I feel like the first day was more contrasted, whereas today's more hasn't been so much of a contrast between like the city and the temples.
Okay.
What about you?
So I think it's different for me just because I wasn't feeling well when we first came to Bangkok, so that really changed my opinion. I thought Bangkok is rubbish, so I don't like it. I mean, I think it's definitely worth a visit. I'd say the old town as well, compared to like, we just went to all the massive shopping centers with like all the fancy designer clothes and all that, and like that was quite cool to see because that's like all the fashionable and like
the very high end,
the Bangkok, high end of town, and like people seemed very rich on that side.
Yeah,
whereas here, like you said, it's like a bit more run down.
Yeah, and they're only like 20 minutes away from each other
by car.
Yeah,
and like our part of town is more like the palaces and the temples and stuff. I really like the Grand Palace. It's quite funny, the Thai king, he built a palace that looks like Buckingham Palace because he loved like the English culture.
Yeah, and English,
and it literally, it did look like Buckingham Palace, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And then also we went to the Queen's Museum, and that really reminded me of like the Queen in the UK, and I think a lot of royalists would have loved that like museum. She sounds really similar, like I really like that. And then also in our ticket for the Grand Palace, you get free tuk-tuks that take you to a show, and you see like a masked dance,
a Thai dance show.
It reminded me a lot of the Balinese dance shows because it is like,
I thought it was better.
It's very similar style though.
Similar style, but like the Bali one was like a full story. This was like little snippets, and it was a bit more like explained and like,
yeah, the Bali ones were way too long.
Yeah, I really liked this one. I thought it was really good, and it was in the Royal Theatre, and it was felt very exciting.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then Wat Arun was really nice. I think it's a thing that people do at sunset, and I think it would have been really cool to do at sunset.
It would have been really nice.
But it didn't really work with our timings.
Mm.
But yeah, Wat Arun was really cool. I preferred Bangkok today than I did that very first day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we
probably
did
also to do with feeling better.
Yeah, true. And we did also go to a rooftop bar, because going to a rooftop bar is like a massive thing because they have so many of them. And we went to one that it was raining tonight, so it was a bit hard because we were like, where do we go? Like, should we still go to a rooftop bar? We went to one that like isn't like as famous, because the famous ones are so
expensive.
£20 for a cocktail, and we're like, well, now we're not doing that. But yeah, we found one in Heaven that was like reasonable prices.
Yeah.
And it was nice.
It was really nice.
So. Yeah, to end our final night
traveling
in Thailand.
So how'd you rate Bangkok?
I would rate Bangkok like a 7.5.
Yeah. I was going to say like 7, 7.5. Like other places are way better. But like, it's got some like decent things. Like I think 2-3 days.
I think 2 days is enough.
Yeah, probably two.
I think 2 days is the perfect amount in Bangkok to see it and get a grasp of it. And then,
yeah. Like some people that spend 5, like that's probably way too much.
I don't know how they fill their time.
But you can do like Ayu Thai or Kanchanaburi as a day trip from Bangkok if you don't want to like stay there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That was our final.
Our final rates and reviews.
Yeah. We're never going to rate anything again.
we'll do it again when we go to our next country.
Onto our tiffs and tales of the week. What tiff do you have with me this week?
It's not a repeat.
It's not a repeat. You always do repeats.
It's not really a repeat.
You need a new one.
Okay, it's not really a repeat. My tiff with you this week has been a photo taken.
I knew it. I knew it.
Which I don't think I'm fully, because I only
you've
did,
done this
I did
before.
Patience.
No, you've done photo
I haven't.
You have?
No, I don't think I have.
You have.
I read back my tips and I did patience.
No, it was photos.
Photos was in patience.
Fine.
My tip for you this week is photo taken.
Why are you shaking your head at me?
Because
I stand by it. You're a terrible photo taker.
It's not to do with the ability to take photos. It's to do with the fact that you say I'm not quick enough, and then I'm not slow enough, and then it's like, what do you want of me? And then it's like, you don't take enough photos, you take too many photos.
All I can say is make sure your travel companion is a good photographer. Because Hannah's not one.
I try.
No, you bless you. You do really try. It's because you're short.
And I always
we've had this conversation
always
before.
Offer you. Yeah, but then you say, hold it higher. So hold it higher. And then I can't see what I'm taking the picture of. And then you say, oh, look at this angle compared to this angle. And it's because I can't see what I'm taking the picture of because you told me to hold it too high. And then you say, and then you move. And because I haven't got it ready. And then there's not a good picture. And I really try.
I know you really try. You've just not got the artistic flair.
What's your tip with me?
My tip with you is, this has just been ignited 5 seconds ago. It's our snack situation. We buy snacks to share. And I will always be the first one to open the snacks because I need to eat all the time. And then I'll always like eat some and then be like, right, the rest are for Hannah, because I like things to be very equal. And I want half of the bag to be for me and half of the bag to be for Hannah. So then I leave her food. And then you don't eat it for like days and days and days. And then I get hungry again another day. And then I end up eating like the whole snacks. And then I feel really guilty all the time because I'm eating all the snacks. And like, we just have packets of like tiny amounts of food.
And that's because you leave tiny amounts of food.
Because I don't want to finish the pack, because then it means I've eaten the whole pack to myself.
Not always. Only those biscuits you ate the whole pack to yourself.
We had quite a few packs the other day where they all had like miniature sizes of what was left.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is ridiculous. Why have we been carrying this around for a week? Just eat it. Anyway, that's my tip.
Is that your tip?
It's just me trying to not feel like a greedy pig, to be
honest. Is that your final one?
That's my final tip.
Are you sure there's nothing else?
Yeah. Hannah wants me to give a final tip to her.
Oh, I just want to know what the other things are that you were saying earlier when we were at the palace or the temple, I can't remember. And you were like, wow, got this tip. Wow, this one as well.
Okay.
Being in the know, and then she laughs. Oh, I should have done this as my tip for you. Is when you laugh, and then I'm like, what's funny? And then you won't tell me, and you're like, I can't tell you this.
Because I'm saving the tiff.
You're like, I'm saving this up. Oh, this thing that's been annoying me for 5 months.
My tiff review that I was thinking about was, you have complete non-awareness of other people around you. And this is kind of like a similar... I have maybe mentioned it. It's kind of like the not being discreet thing. But not, it's not not being discreet. It's just not being aware of people sometimes. Like, you will just... like, walk in front of someone who's taking a picture. And I'm like, Hannah, they're trying to...
I normally walk around.
No, there's been multiple times where you walk right through someone's picture. And I'm like, Hannah, they're taking a picture. And then there's, like, other situations where, like, you need to be quiet or whatever. And you just don't realise things around you. It takes you some time.
Some time.
To be aware of the people around you and how to act in that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
End
as
tips.
As you can tell, 165 days of traveling might have made us quarrel more. I think it has.
Quarrel.
Yeah. And it's not quarrelling, it's bickering.
Let's go on to tales.
My terrifying tale of the week.
Well, I think we were both equally terrified by this tale.
No, but actually...
Actually, you were horrified. I was more, like, scared.
I honestly felt like I was in a horror film.
We haven't explained it at all.
So, on Saturday night, we were in our hostel, and it was a very, very quiet hostel. We were the only two people in our dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we were, like, quite used to it. Like, we had spread out all our stuff. Like, it was very clear this was our dorm. No one else was in there. Anyway, we go to bed.
2 a.m.
I couldn't sleep for ages. I fell asleep, like, 1 a.m. And then at 2 a.m., I wake up from a dream, and then at the same time, a guy walks into our dorm and is walking really fast towards me, and it's pitch black. And any reasonable human being who sees a guy, or any reasonable girl who sees a guy walking towards them at 2 a.m. in a hostel dorm where there's only supposed to be two of you, would scream and shout or whatever. So I start screaming.
Like, screaming.
And I'm like, ah! Like, what are you doing in our dorm? I thought he came to, like, steal some stuff or, like, I didn't know what was going to happen. I was terrified. And so I shout, and then the guy is just as scared as me. It's like, I'm sorry. I think he was drunk. I don't think he was drunk. I think he just went to the toilet and then went to the wrong dorm.
Maybe, yeah.
On his way back, he was like, oh, I didn't realise. Like, he clearly just didn't realise. Bless him, I really think I scared him.
I think you terrified him. You scared and terrified me.
So, yeah, after that...
He quickly left.
He left.
But, like, I woke up as soon as Sarah started screaming. And I was like, Sarah, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I could see this someone leaving.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, my God, I need a hug.
I was shaking.
You were shaking.
I was really shaking. I honestly, I don't think
we locked the door. We
You turned the light on the other bed.
I couldn't sleep in the dark anymore. I don't think I've ever been that scared before, to be honest with you.
Oh, I don't think I've woken up in such a fright before either.
Yeah. It was petrifying.
Like, the Do not scream recommend. Was piercing.
That's like our final tale of travelling.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna change up at the end of this, like, final episode.
Because we have only done 4 days since our last episode, because we've been terrible at getting them out.
And we want to do, a little bit of a wrap-up before we do a proper wrap-up when we're home.
Yeah, because this is the last time me and Hannah are together for... We don't even know when we're gonna meet up again, which is
Don't say it like that!
Which is quite... We don't like it.
We need to, like, plan it.
So anyway, we need like a mini wrap-up.
A little wrap-up.
Because the big wrap-up might not come for like a month or who knows how long.
Oh my god, can you just not? Who knows how long? You better get your butt down to London soon.
You can come up to Edinburgh.
So, tiff.
We have a few questions to ask each other about our travels that you might want to listen in on.
Question number one.
What have been... our favourite memories of travelling?
So I've got like a few different occasions that come to mind. Skydiving, amazing.
Yeah, that
Beach
is...
landing, fab time.
Skydiving is probably, like, that day is my favourite day of my life.
That was like skydiving, Atherton Tableland.
The big tree.
The big tree. I knew the big tree was going to come up. We had a really nice campsite.
It was a
great day.
Like, I will always remember travelling and remember that day. Like, Australia...
We had pancakes at sunrise, I think, as well.
Yeah, Australia really has a big piece of...
Of your heart.
My heart. I really wish my tattoo was of Australia. My tattoo that I got this evening was supposed to... Well, it is sun and waves, and it's supposed to represent, like... I feel like I've always been happiest whilst travelling when I've been on the beach and, like... A lot of Australia was, like, the beach and whatever. So that's what I wanted as a tattoo. Now I'm thinking, I need a camper van. I need an Australia.
You can add it. Add it. Australia map, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one. And then pizza and wine at the Pavilion. It's also a great time.
Yeah, at Burleyheads.
Burleyheads.
Gold Coast. That was amazing. The whole of the Sunshine Coast and the whole of Gold Coast. And Brisbane was great as well. Seeing Colin, making friends with Tom and Doug.
I could run through every country and pick loads of, like, random memories. Like, I'm still working in Australia. We had, like, one car journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one I'm talking about.
I know which one you're on about.
Great car journey. We had some really good, like, just any car journey, to be honest with you. Singing from the speaker was really fun. Bungee jumping, great time.
As you can tell, we really loved Australia, but we should move on to Bali.
Okay,
or
Bali.
One of the other ones.
Great times in Bali. I really...
I don't...
As you can tell, Bali was not our favourite country.
I don't think any of them was, like, amazing. Did you have amazing? I don't remember any
amazing
memories.
Amazing memories.
I really... Oh, waterbomb Bali.
Oh, come off it. That was a terrible day.
Waterbomb Bali was up there with one of my favourite moments of travel.
I really didn't enjoy it.
Oh, sorry.
It was really sad.
I did really like Noosa... No, I know. Diamond Beach.
Yeah, Diamond Beach was really nice.
We had a great time on Diamond Beach.
Yeah, climbing down.
Taking
swimming,
photos.
Taking photos. Anytime selfies. Great time.
Self-timers. Great time. Cambodia. Siem Reap, I loved. You didn't. But I was really, really happy in Siem Reap. And I'd say when we were at Mad Monkey in Siem Reap, and that was, like, one of my favourite moments as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I really liked Sam in Battenberg.
Yeah, you did.
He has a piece of my heart.
I also really, really loved Monday Madness.
Monday Madness at the Nest on Koh Rong. Yeah, great times.
That was a great time. I loved Koh Rong.
Yeah, Koh Rong was... not my favourite. Like, it was good.
I think just that night out was
just
great.
That night out. I like the people we met in Cambodia.
Yeah, the people we met in Cambodia is what made Cambodia, like, a really great destination,
yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah. Okay, Vietnam.
The cooking class. My second favourite memory, I'd say. Taigon.
Taigon Hostel in Dalat, yeah. Just all of Dalat. Great people, great time. Like the crazy house, I loved.
The whole of Hoi An.
Yeah, beautiful, so cute. Really like that hostel too, and like the river.
Love
that was
hostel.
A really nice night.
Any more from Vietnam? Not for me.
Then you got ill after that.
Then I got ill and I was like, nope, not for me.
Phong Nha, I loved the caves.
Phong Nha was really cool.
Yeah, and the duck stop. That was really fun.
Duck stop was great.
Moving on to Thailand then.
Thailand, I love Thailand. Like, I think Thailand quite surprised me in that I thought, oh, I've been to Thailand before. I don't need to come again. I wasn't that fussed about coming, but I've loved Thailand again, and I'm really glad.
I really liked Koh Phangan.
I loved Koh Phangan and Koh Tao.
I really liked
and Phi Phi.
Yeah.
Like, those three were amazing.
Phi Phi was so, so good.
Yeah.
And Khao Sok National Park, I think, are my two
and
highlights.
And Khao Sok National Park.
I also love Chiang Mai and the elephant. Elephants have to be up there as well.
I think I prefer...
Oh, my God, I haven't mentioned koalas.
You haven't? You never met... clearly, Kevin.
No. It was too short. It was only a minute, but it was a great minute.
You clearly... I think you like elephants more than koalas.
I did love the elephants, I have to say. But, wow, Kevin. Poor Kevin.
I think I preferred the south to the north. That's what I was saying. Of Thailand.
Sorry, yeah, I completely interrupted that.
Beaches.
I really like Chiang Mai, yeah. But there's definitely more in the south.
So there you go. Those were our favourite moments of 5.5 months.
Fire. What would be your three pieces of advice for anyone that's gonna travel the East Coast or Southeast Asia?
I'd say you have to be willing to be really flexible and like be open to not knowing what's gonna happen and like things going wrong. You have to be spontaneous, I think. Like, you have to just believe that things will work out, and, like, they will.
Yeah, they always do.
I think that's the main thing that we've kind of taken away from travelling. Every day is completely different, and you don't know what you're going to have, and, like, you have to just... Like, some journeys will be horrendous, some journeys will be way better. Actually, number one top tip is have no expectations of anywhere. Because as soon as you set a certain expectation, it will either... It might meet it, and that would be great. But a lot of the time, if you have high expectations of a place, then it doesn't meet that, then it becomes disappointing. And it doesn't need to be disappointing if you just have no expectations to begin with.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It is really about... This is what I'd say. It is really about planning on the go and just, like, going with it and knowing that things work out the way they're meant to work out and everything could... does get sorted, and like even if you're in a bus that you don't know where it's going and when to get off, it works out in the end.
Yeah.
My second piece of advice would be to pack smart. Bring what you really, really need and only what you really, really need.
You're talking from experience.
Like, just don't bring unnecessary stuff that you're going to be slapping around with you for 6 months and not wearing.
Like what?
Jackets, jeans, contact lenses.
You haven't
worn the ones. Just stuff that take up unnecessary space and it's not needed. Like, I don't think it's the fact of having a suitcase in Asia that's an issue. It's the fact that the case is heavy.
Yeah, I think our cases are unnecessarily heavy.
Like, they don't need to be that heavy. And, like, I'd say bring 20 kilograms maximum stuff and then it makes flights cheap as well.
Yeah, well, it was a bit hard for us because we were going to Australia where it was, like, slightly... cold, and we didn't know if we were going to go to New Zealand where it was going to be quite cold, so we brought like a fair amount of like jackets and like long sleeve tops, which we did use in Australia.
Yeah, some, but I still didn't use like any jeans or my jacket.
Jeans is a really stupid thing to bring, to be honest.
Yeah, you really don't need jeans.
But yeah, pack smart. My final piece of advice is, I think I've come to appreciate this more recently. Well, I don't know, I've always appreciated this. But it was when we were in the room, we were in a hostel the other day, and we could hear these girls arguing in the room next door. And I think it made me really realise you have to make sure who you're travelling with is someone that you're really compatible with.
Yeah.
And that, like, you really do get on and you're on the same mindset. Like, I'm really grateful that... we've travelled for 5.5 months and we've not had a single argument.
Yeah.
Like, we've had, like, we have our tiffs and we have, like, our, like, slight bickerings, but, like, they're nothing in comparison, to, like, the rows that you hear people having in hostels and, like, the stories that you hear of, like, friendships breaking up over, like...
Yeah, like, there was a girl on the cooking class who, like, was travelling with, like, her best friend and then now they're, like, never going to talk again.
Yeah. And I think making sure that, like, if you are travelling with someone, that that person that you're compatible with, but also, like, realising that when you're travelling, you are going to meet a load of other people and, like, being open to chatting to other people, and, like, if you're solo travelling, then, like, you'll be fine. There's, like, loads of other people around, and, yeah.
I think the main thing is be on the same page.
Yeah.
Like, always just be open, like, and honest, and, like, clear about, like, what you want and what the other person wants, and...
Communication. Is the key to life.
Key to life, yeah. Okay, so final question that we're going to leave this podcast with is, you know, what is the thing that you're going to miss the most about travelling, and what are you going to miss the least about travelling?
The thing I'm going to miss the most about travelling is... There's two things.
Okay.
I'm going to miss the most about travelling. The first is having a different day every day.
Uh-huh.
Like, you, like, as we said, you never know what's going to happen the next day. Like, literally, we make plans the night before. Like, sometimes you don't even make a plan.
Yeah, you like, plan it during the day as you go.
And, like, I love that. And, like the past couple of days, like, thinking about going home, I'm a bit more like, oh dear, I'm going to be so bored when I get home. And, like, I think I'm going to really miss the variety and, yeah, like, the excitement of travelling.
Yeah.
My second thing that I'm going to really miss is being with Hannah Rose Masters every day.
That was my thing.
I feel like the bond that you create with someone whilst travelling is so completely different to, like, any other, like, it's different travelling to, like, just, like, because we lived together in final year and we were close friends, but, like,
It's different.
We're, like, the closest level of friendship you can get.
Yeah. Like, even when you're living together, it's not the same.
Yeah.
As when you're, like, in a van with each other for 24 hours a day. Yeah. My things were, like, literally the same, but obviously not Hannah Rose Masters. I was going to say, my number one thing that I'm going to miss the most about travelling is being with Miss Soggy Eyeballs. Because, like, it is just, like, how do you go from being with someone for 5.5 months to then just, like, not?
Yeah, I know.
It's not going to be okay.
And the fact is that we live far away from each other.
Yeah, it's not even, like, I'm going to see you, like, pop around after work.
No.
And then, yeah, my second thing that I'm going to miss the most about travelling, which I don't think is going to quite kick in until, like, September time, when mm-hmm. we start work and start normal adult life. Routine and everything. I'm going to miss just, like, having the freedom to do whatever I want, whenever I want, and see new places and go to a waterfall. I'm going to miss waterfalls and wildlife and being outside.
I'm going to miss the beach.
And being trapped in an office. That's what I'm going to miss.
And the sun and the heat. And the wildlife.
Yeah.
You don't get the wildlife in the UK.
No, yeah. I'm going to miss all of that. What are you not going to miss?
What am I not going to miss? Honestly, I don't mind living out of suitcase.
I don't mind that much living out of a suitcase.
Like,
but
it's
I'm
been
not,
fine.
But I'm not going to miss those clothes.
Lugging
the suitcase around. I'm bored. I need some other stuff now.
Yeah, true. The clothes.
I've worn the same stuff too many times. Need a few different tops. And lugging the suitcase.
I'm not going to miss the overnight buses and everything that makes me tired. I'm not going to miss feeling tired constantly.
Yeah, felt tired constantly.
I thought of one. I'm not going to miss being woken up by you at 8 a.m. every day.
I thought you were going to miss Hannah Rose Masters.
No, I think you've made me realise that when I have a partner in the future, I can't have someone that wakes up before me every day because it makes me wake up triggered every single morning. I'm gonna have to be with someone who wakes up after me because I honestly can't deal with it.
Like, this morning, all I did was lay in bed and watch Netflix.
As soon as the other person is awake, I'm awake. And if you're awake at 7 a.m, that means I have to be awake at 7 a.m.
I haven't woken you up. It's not my any time. Like, if I just, like, flicker an eyelash, you'll be awake.
I'm not gonna miss that.
I'm not gonna miss pad thais. I've said it. I'm not going to miss pad thais. I've eaten 12 pad thais. I've had them, like, 5 nights in a row. Not going to miss it.
No, I will. I honestly, I love the curries in Thailand. I've had 10 curries now, and they've all been great.
Yeah, I think I've had 10 curries and 12 pad thais, I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm done with curries, done with pad thais, done with fried rice for a while, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sure soon I'll be wanting it again, but for now, I'm done, ready for some home-cooked pasta. So this is our final episode, not in the UK.
Yep. We are hoping to do, as we said, we're hoping to do a wrap-up. And if you would like to send us any questions, any suggestions for this wrap-up, anything you want to really know desperately for travelling, you can email us at thetravelling2pod@gmail.com.
Or send us a message on Instagram at thetravelling2podcaster.
Thank you so much for everyone that's listened to us whilst we've been travelling. We really appreciate all the support from like our friends and our family and anyone who's discovered us. We really love when we get messages from people who are going travelling. And
Yeah, and feel free to keep asking questions if you want any like tips or anything.
Yeah, we're always here. Keep your eyes peeled for our final wrap-up episode that will be coming sometime in the future. We don't know when. But for now, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.